I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure and the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability have confirmed the detection of H5 avian flu in animals on a farm in Grand Cayman and are taking, quote, immediate coordinated action to address the situation. We told all relevant government agencies are urgently working with stakeholders to implement containment measures, conduct further assessment, and prevent any spread. A statement issued today says, quote, the health and safety of our community, livestock, and employment remain our highest priority, and government is committed to transparency throughout the process. If you have concerns or information related to the issue, you're encouraged to contact the Department of Agriculture. The number is 916-7146. A Cayman Airways jet clips a baggage truck at Tampa International Airport this afternoon, leading to a canceled flight and several delays. An eyewitness said the aircraft was taxiing to its gate when the incident happened, and passengers had to use a mobile ramp to get off the aircraft. Cayman Airways has since confirmed that flight KX-200 from Grand Cayman made contact with the vehicle on the ramp and suffered minor damage to its wingtip, taking the aircraft out of service for checks. Cayman Airways Senior Marketing and Public Relations Manager Olivia Scott Ramirez.
The incident was uneventful, but resulted in minor wingtip damage and the aircraft was removed from service. Maintenance crews at TPA are currently carrying out the necessary assessments at this time.
The airline says passengers were safely offloaded and affected travelers are being rebooked. Now, there may be some minor delays as aircraft and crews are reassigned. If your flight is affected, the airline says it will contact you directly using the email provided when you booked, and you can also reach out to them directly. A 40-year-old Cayman Brac man has been charged after allegedly threatening a food truck worker with what appeared to be a gun. Police say the incident happened on Saturday, the 15th of November, when the man reportedly argued with a staff member, made threats, and brandished what looked like a firearm. Officers arrested the man the following day on suspicion of several offenses. He has now been charged with possession of an imitation firearm, threats to kill, causing fear or provocation of violence and harassment, alarm, and distress. He first appeared in court on the 18th of November and was remanded in custody with a further appearance scheduled for today. The country sees a big boost in importation figures, bringing in more than $400 million worth of stuff between April and June. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Economics and Statistics Office's quarterly trade bulletin says the total value of the merchandise imports grew for the second quarter when compared to Q2 2024 to $434.4 million. That's a more than 7% spike. The biggest contributors were 10% growth seen in imports of non-petroleum goods, partially offset by a nearly 10% dip in the importation of petroleum and petroleum-related products. And while the value of imported fuel fell due to dipping global prices, the volume imported did see a slight increase. A lot of the imports were business-related, with imports of machinery and transport equipment, such as road vehicles, general industrial machinery, and office machines jumping nearly 9% year-on-year. Imports of miscellaneous manufactured goods, like clothing and furniture, grew 16%, and imports of food and live animals by 7%. There was also a 17% spike in chemicals for things like plastics, essential oils, and pharmaceutical products. The imports of commodities and transactions not classified elsewhere saw a 22% spike on account of, quote, the larger imported value of non-monetary gold for the period. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report at ESO.KY. A major focus of the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration is tackling Caymanian unemployment, and the National Training and Development Unit is encouraging those needing support to consider one of two employment programs offered through government, Technical and Vocational Education and Training, and ReadyToWork.ky. Manager of the National Training and Development Unit, Kimon Chambers.
TVET and ReadyToWorkKY are not just training initiatives. They are catalysts for empowerment, giving Caymanians the tools to take control of their future and contribute meaningfully to the country's development.
Ministry for Training Deputy Chief Officer Jerome McCoy tells Radio Cayman every success story from these initiatives represents a stronger, more self-reliant Cayman Islands.
Our priority is to ensure that Caymanians are not just employable, but equipped to thrive in a modern, competitive workforce. By strengthening programs like TVET and ReadyToWorkKY, we're closing skill gaps, supporting industry needs, and empowering our people to take charge of their own advancement.
The TVET program offers industry-relevant training and certification opportunities that are designed to bridge the gap between education and employment, while the ReadyToWork initiative supports unemployed Caymanians who want to join or re-enter the workforce through practical training, upskilling, upskilling and short-term employment placements. If you'd like to take advantage of either of the programs, you're encouraged to register on the Jobs Cayman portal. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit is ramping up operations in Little Cayman in response to rising mosquito numbers. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The Mosquito Research and Control Unit says mosquito activity has increased in Little Cayman, prompting an expansion of control operations on the island. MRCU teams are on Little Cayman today, responding to service requests, inspecting swamp areas, and conducting thermal fogging to knock down biting adults. In a bid to stay ahead of the problem, crews will now travel to Little Cayman every Friday to carry out enhanced treatments and respond to new reports from residents. Anyone noticing increased mosquito biting or lava, you're urged to email mrcu@gov.ky with a location, a brief description of the issue, and a contact number so teams can target problem spots quickly. The stepped-up visits come as aircraft larvaciding operations roll out across the Cayman Islands, starting on Grand Cayman before moving to Cayman Brac and Little Cayman in early to mid-December. MRCU says larvaciding helps keep mosquito numbers as low as possible by targeting the insects before they emerge, and they're encouraging the public to stay informed through its website and social media channels. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Tomorrow night's a big one with Rotary Central hosting its 30th music extravaganza.
The feature grand event where somebody wins $40,000. And this year, the bands are Musical Crew, Sugar Daddy, and Los Tropicanos.
Rotary Central's Carl Brown says there is still time for you to get your raffle tickets before the show tomorrow at 7 at Salty's in Grand Harbor. The money raised supports the service organization's many local projects.
Rotary Central has been involved in over 70 major projects. Loud Silent Voices to other mental health hotspots like the Alex Banton Foundation, providing scholarships for young people. We have been involved in creating a Rotary Schoolhouse up at the Queen Elizabeth Botanical Park, and we have been involved in being the first people to initiate a mobility mat and on our beach locations.
Yes.
That being said, police have arrested a 59-year-old after getting a report that five ticket books containing a total of 50 raffle tickets for the event had been stolen and were being sold to members of the public. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says Rotary Central will not be validating those tickets, so if you bought one with the numbers between 01451 and 01500, you need to call 949-4222 or visit the Georgetown Police Station. A mobile blood drive outside the Government Administration Building this afternoon brought out donors from across Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the story.
Check her hemoglobin.
The Health Service Authority's mobile blood bank parked on the glasshouse lawn until 2 o'clock this afternoon, giving office staff and the wider public a chance to donate without even leaving the administration complex.
We're having a blood bank drive. It's open to anyone to come. It's not government employees only. It's anyone who wants to come.
Organizers accepted all eligible donors and all blood groups, but one type was in especially high demand.
We always prefer O neg because, you know, that's a universal blood that can be given to anybody. But anyone can come in and donate. We appreciate all blood type.
Everyone who rolled up a sleeve went through a quick pre-donation check to keep both donors and patients safe.
Before you donate, we always check your hemoglobin levels. So if it's too low, then no. Too low is below 12.5 for females and 13.5 for males. If you don't know your blood type, we can get that tested for you. So you can just come in, donate, we'll get it tested, and you can call us back and we'll let you know.
From inside the HSA Blood Bank donation truck, staff say each unit collected this afternoon adds directly to Cayman's supply for surgeries and emergencies.
They take about one pint. This will help to build up the local inventory of blood in Cayman so that those who are having a surgery or may need blood infusions for some other reason, they will have an inventory available to save lives.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.